Yo, boys, welcome back to Steak and Eggs Overcooked number 38. Today, we're still here with Avali May talking about the OTK Games Expo. Please, for the love of God, go watch it.
Go watch it, otherwise I get fired.
When is it?
June 4th, starting at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Nice.
Tune in.
And if I was there, leave a comment. If I wasn't there, damn, unlucky. Today, we're reading more of your questions. Thank you guys for subscribing to the Patreon and leaving comments. We love doing these, and we appreciate y'all supporting us.
All right, should I just go?
Yeah.
Starting? Okay, we're going. If you had to switch with anyone's community at OTK, who would you pick?
Oh, God. Because mine's the best. Shit.
I wouldn't want to swap either. If I had to, though, maybe Soda.
Not yours.
You want his?
Yeah. They're funny.
He's not a woman. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, when we swap, they would just go back to him anyway. So it doesn't even fucking matter.
I hate to say this, but I love my community.
Yeah.
I do. I think that they're awful.
They are. Yeah. They really are awful.
Yeah.
That's sweet, though.
They're douchebags, but they're your douchebags.
They're so awful.
Are they like children that you kind of despise but are also proud of?
No.
Yeah.
No, they're just like, so you know like how the Lich King is supposed to have like the helmet and control them
mm-hmm.
and like keep them under control because if you don't, then they go everywhere?
Yeah.
Whenever I go offline, multiple other people on the Twitch will know. They'll be like, oh my God. Like, where are all these people coming in here from? Like, these assholes. Oh, I just went offline.
So by you streaming, yeah. you're saving Twitch.
I'm helping everybody else. Yeah.
He's doing God's work.
He is.
Doing God's work.
Yeah, his chat is like Australia. Where they took all the criminals and they just threw them on a fucking island.
And that's why they have big spiders. I don't really have a streaming community since I only stream sometimes. But I feel like, Emmy, you've got some good people over there because League of Legends, some fun anime, and some fun cosplay. I like that.
I've got some cool people. Also, a lot of weird people. But, I mean, if you don't look at the weird people, it's fine.
It's fine.
So, it's fine.
Just don't look at them.
My chest is nice. They just don't care. They're just happy.
Oh.
They put their little emotes. And they say, oh, Techie, we're glad you're here. And I do some fucked up shit. And they're like, nah, it's okay. They probably deserved it.
Man. What's your go-to fast food order? Nothing sounds good, so you want the classic. What is it?
Oh, God.
Chipotle. I get Chipotle all the time. Does that count as fast food?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like elevated. It's like premium fast food.
Yeah, yeah. I would say, Chipotle, brown rice, pinto beans, steak, queso, the brown salsa, and shredded cheese, and I get a drink.
It's green salsa. It's not brown.
What?
Well, it's green.
I don't give up. It looks like it's brown to me.
Yeah, well,
and and so that's what it is. I get that every like I probably eat Chipotle 5 times a week.
Mm. That's so good.
It's balanced at least.
Yeah, of course.
What's yours, Emmy?
McDonald's 10-piece chicken nugget, large fry, then two of the normal smallish cheeseburgers.
You can eat McDonald's. All that.
Wait, that's your go-to order?
Yeah.
Yum.
Okay, so I have two orders. My also go-to order from McDonald's is 10-piece chicken nugget, large fry. And then I get a double cheeseburger, and then I get Big Mac sauce on it, and then I get a Diet Coke, and that shit is fucking fire. Or I go to Wendy's, and I get the spicy chicken sandwich with no tomato, large fry, I get a Dr. Pepper, and then I get a double cheeseburger, which is good as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
I think my two as well are In-N-Out double-double with grilled onions, and then I like the fries well done because it means that they're a little bit extra crispier. And then I get a small Neapolitan shake because I love sugar. But then, like...
You don't get them anal-style, the fries?
No, because I... Okay, so I take my burger and then I take the fries.
And you put it on the burger.
I put it in the burger.
Yeah, it tastes so much better.
So I put it in the burger because it's crunchy.
I do the same with my McDonald's.
Right?
It's so
good.
Good.
It's just good. Yeah. But then, like, if we're talking about, like, D-Gen, like, a little bit more D-Gen fast food, Burger King chicken fries with onion rings.
The only good thing at Burger King.
So good.
Everything else is shit, bro. With what sauce you get? Buffalo?
I like the sweet and sour.
Oh, bro, the buffalo's so good.
Sweet and sour is really good. And then just normal ketchup.
Yum.
I love that shit.
Okay, next question's for Asmin. Asmin, what's the most degenerate thing you've ever done? Love the show. Keep up the good work.
We all have to answer that.
Okay.
We're going to have to.
All of us, we can all answer that.
Can somebody else go first? Because I have to filter out all the ones that I actually can't say.
Okay, so I'm going to say it, and this one's going to be fucking weird as shit. Okay. I'm about to make everybody in here uncomfortable. This is the most degenerate shit I've ever done. I'm not sure if I'm talking about Steak and Eggs. So this one day I was driving back from this airport and I was up for like 36 hours and I really needed to get home. It was a 3-hour drive. All right, so I was in my car I was going on the highway and I'm like, damn, what can I do right now to wake up? So I pull up porn on my phone and I put it on the dash and I have the AOE surround sound system. And then I start jerking off while I'm driving. And then by the time I get to the point where I bust while I'm driving, I'm going 130 down a highway jerking off. That's the most detailed shit I've ever done
in my
life.
Not that bad.
Okay, top it. Top because that shit was wild.
I still have to keep. Okay.
Yep.
I feel like this one, yeah. Okay, so there was one time, all right, so in like 2009, no, it was 2012. I know that because it was whenever Diablo 3 came out. I went to Whataburger and I got food poisoning so bad that I lost 10 pounds overnight and I threw up into my bathtub. And at the time, I couldn't afford hot water. And we had no gas.
Don't tell me you wash yourself off and vomit.
Well, just let me finish. Okay. And so then and it'll take a couple of minutes to get through the whole thing.
Of course.
And so anyway, basically I threw up in the bathtub and I've never been sick to my stomach really ever since then, except for like maybe like food poisoning. That's about it. And I thought I was going to die. I didn't, unfortunately. And so here I am. And so now this was like maybe like 2012 and fast forward about like 2 or 3 years. And I would always really look forward to going into my bathroom because the bathroom would always smell like hickory smoked barbecue. And basically I didn't really know why this was or what the cause of it was. But later on, my mom decided that she wanted to get new shower curtains. And so I was like, okay, I don't know why you would want to do this, right? There's no reason to do this. But she wanted to do it. And so I was like, okay, fine. We got new shower curtains. And whenever I took out the old shower curtains, what I found is that the puke that I had thrown up like maybe 3 years ago, because I didn't use the bathtub anymore because it was there's no water. I would just like always shower over at my dad's house like every like month or something like that, right? And so the residual puke, because obviously, it has like hydrochloric acid in it. I think it's some other type of like stomach acid. It like melted the bottom of the shower curtain and it oxidized and it started smelling like barbecue. And so like that was the reason why from like whenever I had thrown up like 3 years ago. And that's the worst one I can tell on stream or on a video.
That's fucking gross.
And I almost wanted to keep the shower curtain.
Because it smells so good?
Yeah, it smelled great.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going that route. Yeah, that is putrid.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What about you? What's some degen shit you've done?
I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm very open. I think that is very normal if you are sick to shit your pants. That's normal.
I agree.
I think that's totally fine. So I don't think that's as degen. I think like maybe I don't think I have anything that's in comparison to you guys. I think the closest thing in terms of degen.
Was it that bad?
It's pretty gross. That's pretty gross. Have you shit yourself?
Never. It's disgusting.
I've shit myself one time. Story about that later.
Yeah. I mean, shitting yourself, if you get sick, like I've been like, oh, I don't feel so good. Well, maybe it's just like a sneaky little fart. And then it's like, well, fuck, I guess I'm not going out. I think like the most degen thing that I ever did, and this is, you know, shout out to a very dear friend, Captain Flowers, because bless his heart, he put up with this. I was very, very sad a couple years ago. And I was like, I couldn't find anything to pull me out of it. Except for yaoi and hentai.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know that right now I need to be near another human being. Otherwise, like, I'm just sad. I need to be near another human being. So blessed Captain Flowers was like, okay, you could just come over, just sit down, and, you know, you'll be near another person. And so I go over, and I'm sad. So I'm just kind of, like, crying, sobbing. And the only thing that I could kind of, like, discuss with him normally was I spent 3 or 4 hours basically breaking down the plot to 2 or 3 yaoi and hentai as he just sat there and just took it.
Which one?
So one was called, oh fuck, what was this called? It was called Sweet Paradise, Sweet Escape, Sweet Revenge. Uh-huh. I don't know. It's about like this girl and she gets sent to jail and then the warden is kind of funky with her.
Okay.
So there's that one. And then it was Daka Ichi. And then I think it was Love Stage. And then I think it was Given. So those were all of the different. Some BL, some yaoi. Dick Fight Island.
Dick Fight Island.
Dick Fight Island.
I own that manga.
I own both volumes. Yep. It's fantastic. So that's probably my most degen stuff.
Banger. Banger manga.
Dude, I got nothing like this. Like, I was thinking, like, oh, yeah, like, guys, I would eat some food I left out on the counter for 2 days. I was so degen.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I was like, I gotta think of something better. I mean, I have one that's, like, I don't know if it's even degen. It's just kind of sad. And,
like, sad and degen can kind of go hand in
like,
hand.
This is the only time I've ever done something like this. Like, I normally, like, do not play these kinds of games. And, like, to this day, never done anything like this. This was, like, a long time ago.
Uh-oh.
I was going through this breakup, and I was, like, pretty sad over it. And then I saw this ad for this game that was like a story, like romance kind of game. And I was
Honey
like,
Pop?
Huh?
Honey Pop?
No.
No? Okay.
So I've played Honey Pop too. Yeah. But this was just like not even that kind of game. Like it wasn't even like loot or anything.
Yeah.
So I played this game and it's like a story game. You're like going through the story with this character, but you could pay real money to unlock. Because, like, it was, like, kind of, like, one of those games where, like, you, like, pick what happens in the story. Mm-hmm. There was always a paywalled choice that would be, like, cute, like, romance-y moments with the character.
So it's, like, OnlyFans?
Kind of, yeah.
Was this Mystic Messenger?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you what game it was after.
But, I'm excited.
But I would, so at first, like, the first, like, 5 times you do the paywall option are free. And then I got addicted to it. I would always pay for it.
I
paid like $1,000.
$1,000 fucking dollars.
For one character. And then when it was over, I was honestly sadder than I was over my breakup almost because I realized it was over. There was never going to be any more like story with that character. I would never talk to that character again.
You really like romance games?
Not really.
Have you played Catherine?
Oh, no.
Catherine. Oh my, you would fuck with it heavily.
Yeah. I don't think I really. Besides, like, that game, I can't think of any other romance
I think that should be one
played.
Of your next stream games. Catherine.
Catherine?
Yes. And there's it's amazing. Fucking amazing. So it's made by the same people who made Persona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not usually, like, a romance game or romance anime person. It was just, like, a very niche time. And after the end, I was like, bro, this is, like, the most pathetic thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Damn. That's it? That's not so bad.
Yeah, great. I don't have that many D-Gen stories.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, I don't think. A sad girl in D-Gen can sometimes...
It's just pathetic,
you
know? Yeah. Everyone You're has those moments. I'll tell you a sad game, he shit his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alcohol poisoning. I shit myself while playing League. My two homies were in the room, and they didn't even notice. I full loaded. It wasn't even like a little bit. It was like a whole dump. That's right. Played it out, too. I lost that game. What's the next one?
Oh, shit. I forgot I was doing the thing. Okay. So a lot of these questions are like kind of in the same vein. So, do any of you have plans to pursue higher education further, just in case streaming flops, or for fun, or just to better yourselves, or maybe any interest in learning a trade?
No,
I always learn new things. Yeah, I learn new things all the time.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I've always kind of wanted to finish my degree, but I don't know if like that's something I would ever do, but. I've always thought that when like streaming's not my main focus, I'd like to open like a little store or something.
What are you gonna sell?
I thought that either I'd want to do an online store for stuff for cosplayers. Like there's a lot of stores that, well, not a lot, there's like basically like two good ones that sell base wigs for like professional cosplayers, like maybe something like that, or just like a fucking cafe or bakery or something.
I mean, yeah, I want to open a cat cafe. I didn't know that was on the table.
I feel like in America that's so hard though because people are so disrespectful
people would steal
to animals.
The cats. They're gonna steal the cats.
Okay.
Just fucking
shoot.
Yeah,
we're in Texas, so.
Yeah. Turret. Set up an auto turret.
Dang.
Yeah.
I always thought about like maybe. So I finished my 2 degrees. I have one in communication studies and one in broadcast journalism.
Which one was harder?
To be honest with you, high school was harder. I'm gonna be like completely honest. I went to the fancy schmancy private Catholic high school up in Silicon Valley where, again, like everyone's smart up there except for yours truly. So my grades were shit in high school, but then I got to college. I did community.
What's your definition of shit grades?
Okay.
That scales for people.
So let me say this. In middle school, I would get maybe like a 90% on a test and everyone would come to be like, it's okay, Avalee. It's okay. I'm sure you'll still get into some high schools or some colleges with those grades.
90%? That's amazing.
No, but it's not 100 or a 98 at least.
Is it because you're from a... Yep. Okay. Yep. That's rough. She had the same thing.
No, it's not just them.
I have?
It's not.
Did you have very strict parents?
Mm,
You said your mom was crazy, right?
Yes. My parents were very controlling until I was like 16, and then they're kind of just like released me into the world, which was like probably not the best way to do it, but it was fine.
My dad was also an asshole. Yeah, I get a 98, 97. He'd say, "What'd you miss?"
Yeah.
That's stuff.
I want to meet that man, bro. That sounds. He's wondering why. I want to know if he. So a lot of people, when they hang out with their parents, they become the version of them that they were when they were growing up with them.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, when you hang out with your dad, do you become child Asman?
Like, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Because I know when I hang out with my dad, I become baby John.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. It was very like shut in, a lot more introverted.
Yeah.
Not that I'm this fucking monster.
Dang.
What's next?
What's something other people do that makes you irrationally angry?
Well, there it is. Other people.
Irrationally
angry. I got this one because this one just is happening a lot. I'm flying back and forth between LA and New York for the AT&T thing over and over and over again. People need to just sit the fuck down and wait when we are deplaning because everyone's trying to cram into the middle of like the aisleway when, listen, like you let each row go first, okay? The only exception should be if you have a connection that you've got like 10 minutes to hit and that's when you say, excuse me, I have a connection, right? I will get the fuck out of the way for someone with a connection. But everyone's just like cramping and I had a dude who was behind me and I'm waiting for like this sweet old woman and couple to like move forward and this guy's like pushing me. So I fall backwards for a second and then, you know, he stops pushing. But like people just need to just proper respect in lines, just proper respect with lines. That's my pet peeve right now.
I don't think this one makes me irrationally angry, more so sad when people ask for advice, they get the advice, they know it's the right advice to do and then they don't do it. And then I'm just like, well, how do I get you to do what's right for yourself? It's very difficult. And this happens in a lot of things. Like, for example, I have a friend who has a very difficult relationship with their family. And they know all of their issues would be gone if they were just open and honest with their family. But no matter what they do, they are never that. And they continue to live a deceitful life that if they were to just tell their family, they'd be okay with it, but they just don't fucking say it. And I'm just like, okay, well, I guess we can just live in misery for our whole fucking life because you just don't want to tell them the truth. So I think a lot of things that could be solved with honesty, speaking from a guy who lies all the fucking time. But if you are honest to your family, generally it's fine. And if it's not, well, then you probably don't want to pursue that pathway anyways, my opinion.
What was the question again? People, but the shit that makes you mad.
Yeah.
Whenever people show up at my fucking house randomly.
People show up at your house randomly?
Yeah, I had a friend. Well, actually, this wasn't so bad. Like, my friend came over like maybe 4 or 5 in the morning. And he's like, weird. What's going on?
Recently?
Yeah. It was like maybe like last week and we went and got food and shit. And, you know, it's whatever, right?
That sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, no, it's not a big deal. But, okay. Like, it's annoying. It's definitely annoying because I'll be, like, planning something. Especially, and no, you know, people come over and do that whenever I'm streaming. That's what it is, yeah. Like, because if I'm not streaming, it's like, whatever, that's fine. But, like, yeah.
I thought you meant people, like, doxing you. Because then I'm like, that's very rational.
No. I mean, like, it's just, like, friends of mine.
I guess it depends. Because, like, I have a bunch of friends who just come over randomly. But I just, like, if I'm busy, I'm just like, don't fuck with me. Until I'm done. And if I don't want to do shit, I'm just like, we can just chill here. Yeah. But like, yeah, I think when people come over and then they expect you to do shit with them, that's annoying as fuck. But I like random pop-ins. I enjoy that shit.
I have two, I guess. And these aren't like things that make me angry, I guess. Just things that I find really annoying and stupid. Mm. One is when someone is very good or knowledgeable at a game and then they'll see like a newer player who's, I mean, fresh in the game. And then just shit on this person and treat them like they're a fucking moron for not knowing like 1,000 hours of game knowledge. I just think that's annoying. And then the other one is people who can't wrap their heads around the fact that people have different tastes and things. Like it's one thing to be like, okay, I don't like this game or this activity that people do. I just don't enjoy it. But people that like shit on people for liking different things, as long as it's not like weird, like if it's something weird and people are shitting on them, it's like, I get it, you know? But
you reminded me of something else that I really fucking hate. My actual thing that I get irrationally angry. I hate when these miserable motherfuckers practice casual party games and get really good at them.
Oh, that is really fucking annoying.
It's so lame. It's like, bro, I'm trying to play Mario Party. You play Mario Party mini games and get good at them for what? to just ruin the party. It's so fuck. Miz does this. Oh my God, it fucking drives me nuts. And then if he doesn't win Mario Party, he gets upset. I remember it was like a year and a half ago. He invited me over Mario Party. I didn't even beat him. I almost beat him, and then S-Man stole it. But just because he thought I was going to beat him in Mario Party, oh my God, he was having such a fucking baby rage moment. That shit's annoying as fuck. Yeah.
I did that to him on stream, and I remember I took pictures of him like as he was realizing he was going to lose and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was on stream. I beat him by 2 stars, and I lost every single mini game. It didn't matter because I just rolled the right numbers, and I just went the right way.
That's awesome.
Did you get the bonus stars, too?
Yeah, I did. I got everything.
Can you send me the photos?
Yeah.
See, no, I've played other games with him that like he hasn't practiced like as much as those. Like, we would play Mario Tennis or like Dr. Mario. And for Mario Tennis, for a long time, he was significantly better than me or anyone else in the house or like in S-Fan's house that would play with us. But there was a certain point where I caught up to him to where I was consistently beating him. Not all
he
the time, but like
it, right?
50 to 60% of the time, he did not want to play it again.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was like, what? But we were having so much fun. He's like, it's just not fun anymore. No, I was like, what the heck?
His fun is being better than people. Because I remember it was me, you, Russell, Simply, playing Mario Tennis. That. And he says, you can't leave my house until you beat me. I was there for 8 hours.
But it was fun. But wouldn't it be fun if, like, you know, he had to challenge one of us, but he's like, I'm done playing.
Yep. That would be a little bit silly.
I would say, like, an actual thing that, like, actually makes me mad is if people make a scene publicly. Anybody who causes problems publicly or like is
those,
hostile.
Like those Karen videos.
Yeah, well,
rage
it's just like anything where it's like aggressive public stuff. Nah, bro. Like, I'm not about
What's your opinion on PDA?
PDA, public displays of affection.
Yep.
Just don't get your dick out.
I fucking hate it, dude.
I don't care.
Dude, like people like.
Bro, I had to do a come over my fucking house. Like me and them come to my house. Start making out on the couch right next to me.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah,
you know, like getting on top of each other.
That's weird.
I don't know. Like,
was it just the three of you guys?
It was me and them.
Oh, that's not so weird.
I feel like that's not.
That's
public,
yeah. That's not.
Though.
That's not PDA. Well, that's just me and a fucking freak.
It's in front of me. I'm the public. I don't know, dude. I don't.
I mean,
do this
I think it's just disrespectful.
Like, I feel like if there's more than like 4 or 5 people there, it's like a party kind of. Then I think it's fine.
Sure.
But like, if it's
making out, I don't know. If they're like holding hands or like
I'm
cuddling,
saying like I'm saying this is the dude. This is the dude. The girl's on top of them. They're holding each other's face.
That's weird.
While we're watching funny memes.
That's so weird.
What happens at your house?
Well, that was a one-time thing. And I'm like, okay, well, they're not coming over. That was weird as fuck. Weird as fuck.
No.
That's a bit much.
I can like draw the line at like cutesy wootsy cuddles as long as no, you know, fluids are exchanged.
Yeah. Oh, God, dude. Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking unlock this. Oh, I'm just so angry about so many things. I forgot how angry I hate people. I do love people. I love meeting new people. I will meet you no matter who you are. But then there's a lot of things that certain motherfuckers do. It's just like, come on the fuck on, bro. Come
making
on.
Out in your living room when it's just the three of you.
Yeah,
weird
as fuck.
That's really fucking weird.
This is because there was really funny memes and I pulled them up. We didn't even watch them.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What else?
Do we have time for more?
Yeah. Go through your Cheetos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
thanks.
There you go. Okay, I got to pick a good one because I think we only have time for like one or two more probably, right?
Probably.
Okay. Hey guys, if you knew today was your last day on this planet, what would your last meal be?
We've done it.
Who gives a fuck?
Done
this before, you're gonna die.
Oh, I give a fuck.
I also give a fuck.
Can you teleport the food from anywhere, or do you have to
it has to
be within reach and reason?
It can be anything.
I would eat a human.
That's a good idea. I like that.
I think I would eat Barack Obama.
Okay.
Expand on that.
Like
why?
Raw or
I've
like prepared
to eat somebody.
Way.
But why Barack Obama?
I'm an important person. He's the most important person I thought of at the time I had. Imagine saying that I ate him. It's kind of cool.
Have you heard about those cannibal people that like want to be eaten by someone else?
That's hot as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fetish.
Yeah, I know it's a fetish, but how?
That is
I don't
so
get
funny.
It.
Well,
just,
I mean,
like,
you know, like furries,
little...
right?
Yeah.
I mean, getting eaten is not that bad.
No, like girls I who mean, like you to like lick their blood.
Yeah.
That is hot as fuck.
Yeah. No, there's plenty of crazy shit people get into. Absolutely. Yeah, anything stupid that's weird, I'm like, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's crazy because, like, the cannibal thing, it's like, okay, like, anything can be a fetish, but there's people who have actually done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they, like, let themselves be killed to be devoured.
Oh, killed? That's a little bit much. But if somebody, like, wants to cut their arm and then make me lick it, that's so hot.
That's not, is that cannibalism? That's cannibalism.
I mean, it's pretty light cannibalism.
Mm.
It's not that much.
So you guys eat my finger.
That's closer to like
bile. I'm good.
Vampirism or something. I feel like that's closer to that than cannibalism. Because cannibalism, you have to actually ingest flesh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's a couple skin particles in the blood here and there. Who knows?
Some skin flakes. Mm. That's crazy. I don't know. Anyway, I guess we can do a different one. What's a cringe thing you did that still sticks in the back of your head? I don't really linger on stuff like that.
I do. I'm a lingerer.
Oh, God. Okay. You let it linger? Okay, what's
I think
what's
that you're the type of guy who doesn't think anything you do is cringe.
I'm trying to think if I've ever done something cringe. No, no, no. Like, well, like a lot of the things, like, you know, we used to...
oh, God, I remember.
Whenever we got a video camera... we used to do this thing where we would wear a bicycle helmet and then headbutt trash cans. And then we would take a stick and then hit each other in the face with a stick with the helmet on. But like, that was kind of fun. I don't really think that's cringe. Somebody would say that's cringe, but I enjoyed that a lot.
Okay. This is one of the things, one of my biggest regrets of my whole life. I still remember it to today. It makes me so sad because, so this is when I first got invited to OGK. You gotta understand, when I was invited to join OGK, I had no idea why the fuck y'all wanted me. I was like, why the fuck are you inviting me, bro?
Yeah. You're
like, nobody. And so I get invited, and then all of a sudden I have to go from Gotcha to IRL because I'm like, okay, that's probably the thing I should do. You know, I should probably try to fucking do more IRL shit because I'm in OGK now. I should probably do more variety shit. I'll try it. Because I just like playing games. I like playing Gotcha games. So I was trying to get to know everybody, and I invite Seer, I invite Nick, I invite Milena. And then some other people, maybe Miz, I'm not entirely sure who else was there. You were not there. It's Topgolf.
I would have expected I wouldn't be there.
Yeah, you were not there. It was the Topgolf. And I was doing that just to hang out. And then Milena asked, oh my God, I'm here and it's not even a stream. And I'm like, oh, should I do that? Okay. So I went live while they were there. But I didn't realize that she was joking. And then it was like the most uncomfortable shit ever. Because I got told to go live, but I wasn't actually supposed to be live. And I'm sitting with my camera on when all I wanted to do was hang out with my friends. But now I'm on stream when I didn't want to be on stream. And then everybody just felt so uncomfortable. So I was like, you know what? I just took the camera and I just fucking walked away. It was so uncomfortable. It was fucking bad.
Aww.
It was, oh, fuck. Because like me trying to transition from like Gotcha to IRL, that was a mess.
That's unfortunate.
It was unlucky as fuck.
What about y'all?
Mine's easy. Mike Shinoda incident. God damn it.
What is that?
So, you're familiar with Mike Shinoda, yeah?
I've heard the name.
Linkin Park.
He's the rapper part. Like if Chester was the singer, he's the rapper. I am,
a little bit of confidence, yep.
Yep, yeah. Fort Minor, I think, was the next thing
that's
that
where
he
Drake's
did.
From. Huh? That's where Drake's from, Fort Minor.
Fort Minor High School?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, basically, a couple years ago for the release of Arcane, I was working with Twitch, doing kind of like quick little interviews with everyone that was coming through. We spoke with some of the voice actors. We spoke with some of the actors. League of Legends people were coming through. Rioters were coming through. We spoke with like the creators of the show.
I like that. Rioters.
Rioters. I mean, it's just what they call themselves. And so they have all these people coming through. And basically, I've done tons of interviews within gaming people and all that stuff before, easy peasy. But I had never really done some with, you know, like actors, professionals in the scene. So I had like a little face sheet of all of these people that I could see. And I was like, okay, cool. This is the person who voices Jinx. This is the person who voices baby Jinx. So-and-so, so-and-so, right? I studied this shit religiously because I wanted to make sure that I didn't look like, you know, a little dumb internet kid who's trying to be a professional and just flubbed it. I was like, I will not allow that to happen. And so my producer's just sending people up. I was like, double lift, easy. You know, the voice actor, easy. He sends this person up in a suit. And I'm like, I have no idea who the fuck this guy is. no clue. And I'm looking at him and I was like, shit. I'm talking to him and just basic small chat, like, how are you enjoying the evening? Right? Like, oh yeah, right? And as I'm doing this, I'm like looking down at my face sheet and I do not see him on this list. But clearly he has nothing to do with esports because I'm very confident that I know the good chunk of people that are in esports that would be here. I'm like, okay, well, how do you... What's your favorite champion in League of Legends, right? Because if I said that, maybe he's a voice actor. Maybe he says, Heimerdinger is my favorite champion because I voice him in the show, right? I'm like, okay, maybe that's what it is. He's like, oh, well, actually, I like playing Valorant. And I'm like, this is giving me fucking nothing.
Yeah.
So I do stupid things where I'm like, haha, what about a Tom Kench dance? What about a Jace dance? Because I'm like, okay, maybe he'll give me like a character, a dance or something. He's giving me fucking nothing. So I'm going like, okay, man, I, you did not say your name. What is your name? And he says, oh, hi, my name is Mike Shinoda and I'm in a band called Linkin Park.
Oh no.
And I'm looking at him and my mouth just, and I look over to the camera like, what the fuck? And the other people who are on the stream with me, because they're remote, they start crying, laughing. The producers in the background are crying, laughing because they obviously knew who he was. When I've seen Linkin Park album covers, they're silhouetted, or it's the Army Man for like the Numb album, right? I've never seen this man's face before in my fucking life. But now I'm going, holy fuck, Linkin Park. And so I just go like, I'm so sorry. I get on my fucking knees and I start going like, I'm so sorry. Thank you for everything that you've ever done for music and for me and for my childhood, because I would listen to your shit while playing Soldier Front on my fucking little dingy laptop. And you know what? It did not go viral that night. It went viral a month later, when Twitch finally uploaded the VOD, because they had to, because of Netflix regulations, because they had like the whole fucking show in there. And now it pops up on TikTok probably every like maybe 4 to 5 months. And I will never be able to live that moment down.
I saw it.
That's awesome.
Sorry, that was a longer story.
No, that was great. Yeah, you were, what was the name of the old game show with all the awards that was really fucking cringe?
Which one?
Yeah, there was one that
so
was-
So many.
You were a part of one. I remember you being the one that wasn't cringe.
G4?
I'm not sure which one
game
it was.
Game show. I'm trying to remember the game show.
With awards.
There was one where it was like, fuck. Do we not have time to talk about it?
Let me see. Apologies. I'm just...
Was it the video game awards? Is that what it's called? The VGAs?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
From last year?
No, there was one that would happen all the fucking time. It was yearly. And they would do these really fucking cringy ass skits. And they had this one dude who would talk about...
PC Gaming Show.
That might have been it. What was the... Have you been part of really cringy, like, bits in any video game show that you didn't want to do?
That I didn't want to do? No. Because I mean, cringe content. You saw my League of Legends stuff, girl. You know I was fucking weird.
That's just League.
Yeah, it's just League. It's just League, right?
Yeah.
But when it came to stuff that I thought was like actually cringy, I'm like, hey, this is going to hurt my brand if I say this stuff. So there was only one, and I won't call them out because I think they were well-meaning.
Yeah.
They just didn't get it. So, yeah, sure, one.
Go. Do we leave?
Yeah.
They're telling us to fuck off.
All right. Well, guys, we wanted to go longer, but we're going to get beat up if we continue. So, Emma, you want to say bye?
Thank you guys for watching and subscribing. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Yeah, see ya.